Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Delighted to be here with you as I am each Monday. Just so happy to be back here in front of this microphone and getting to do the work we get to do here because of your generosity, and so grateful for it. But it's a special day for us here at Catholic Answers, and we've got a special show for you. First of all, two great hours. Second hour, we're going to talk about Catholic education with one of the most articulate Catholic educators we know. We met him recently here at Catholic Answers. He was in studio, did a podcast episode with us. So we'll talk about Catholic education, and particularly about Catholic education as a spiritual work of mercy. Kyle Washit, the president of Wyoming Catholic College, will be with us the second hour. This hour, we welcome one of the most prominent figures in the Catholic Church today, gracious enough to celebrate Mass with us just moments ago here in our chapel. He's calling us all to a time of special prayer. And this time needs that. It's a time of confusion. It's a time of upset. Cardinal Raymond Burke is asking all of us to join him in 9 months of novena to Our Lady of Guadalupe. It begins this month. It concludes in December. Cardinal Burke, of course, served as the Bishop of the Diocese of La Crosse and the Archdiocese of St. Louis. He was appointed in 2008 as the head of the Church's highest court, the Apostolic Signatura. And he's the founder of the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Cardinal Raymond Burke, thank you so much for being here with us.
Well, thank you, Cy. I'm glad to be with you.
Everybody came in for Mass. Nobody missed Mass today, I can tell you, Cardinal. I'm not telling on anybody.
We had a nice full congregation.
Yeah, it was very, very nice, and we're very grateful for you to you for coming in. And it's kind of exciting, this thing that you've got going. Will you tell us a little bit about the novena to Our Lady of Guadalupe?
Well, any reasonable person sees that we are in a really terrible crisis in the world and in the church as well, a confusion about the most fundamental truths regarding human life, human sexuality, marriage and the family, and even about religious freedom. And we see at the same time so much violence, many attacks on human life, and then of course we have the whole horror of people mutilating themselves and so forth because they believe that they can change their sexual identity. And then the attempts to silence the church and to silence individuals so that they can't act according to their conscience or speak according to their conscience. And this is, it's in the world, but also this confusion has spread in the church. We have, for instance, the church in Germany, which has been so important in the history of the church, seems now to be practically going into schism, invoking this concept of synodality, which is not defined by anyone and becomes a kind of a pass for introducing various ideas and practices which clearly contradict the Catholic faith. So I, in contemplating all of this and have to confess at times suffering a great discouragement over the situation of the church and the world, I thought of the situation in what is today Mexico, Mexico City in particular, in 1531. There was also at that time a horrible practice of human sacrifice among the Aztec people. Thousands and thousands were brutally killed because of this demonic idea that the god demanded human blood in order to make the sun rise, I suppose you want to say, in order to keep order in the world. And at the same time, there was a conflict brewing and in course between the Spanish explorers and settlers and the Native American people. And in, at the same time, the church had suffered just a few years before the Protestant revolt, and the Martin Luther, and so there was this great division in the church, chaos, and also wars. And the situation was such that one prelate commented, unless God himself intervenes, all will be lost. And I think sometimes we think the same thing today. Mm-hmm. And our Lord sent the Virgin Mother of his divine Son Our Lady, under her title of Our Lady of Guadalupe, as she revealed it to the uncle of her messengers, St. Juan Diego, Juan Bernardino, as she said very clearly from the first moment of her apparitions, to manifest the divine mercy to all her children. Of course, our Lord gave her to us as our mother, as he died upon the cross. And she came and from December 9th to December 12th in 1531, appearing to St. Juan Diego, appearing to his uncle Juan Bernardino, and finally in the miraculous imprint of her image on the mantle of St. Juan Diego, she appeared also to Bishop Juan de Zumarraga. And that miraculous image remains yet today, so in a certain sense, she continues to appear to us, to draw us to Jesus Christ, who is alone our salvation. So I thought this year we must, especially our nation is facing such a critical time with the elections coming up in November, and these terrible wars that are going on in the Holy Land and the Ukraine, and all the other, today, just word that the French Parliament enshrined in its constitution the right to abortion. There's so many, for so many reasons, yeah. We need Our Lady to take us to Christ again, to the truth and love of God revealed in Him. And so I thought to begin this 9-month novena leading up to her feast day on December 12th. So it began on March 12th, and every day we'll pray together the official prayer of the novena, and then I'll be giving throughout these 9 months some little instructions about Our Lady's apparitions at Tepeyac in 1531 in what is today Mexico City. And I hope it will be the occasion of tremendous grace that all of us will be confirmed in our faith, be confirmed in following our Lord Jesus Christ and trusting in His promises.
You can find out all about the novena by going to novena.cardinalburke.com. Just check out, or just put in Cardinal Burke Novena and you'll come to it, novena.cardinalburke.com. It's extraordinary, the comparison. I have to say, on the website, I was struck by it's a time of disease, a disease spreading. It's a time of war in Europe. It's a time of war in Palestine. And then it says the year is 1531. And I was like, yes. That's exactly it. That we, you know, if you look at Mexico in 1530, you would say there's very little hope here. This looks hopeless. And then in a matter of just a few years, the bloody religion is overcome by the Eucharistic religion because of those appearances of Our Lady.
Literally millions of the Native Americans converted to Catholicism. The Franciscan friars who had come to evangelize, they were exhausted from the request to be instructed in the faith and for baptisms, and we have to trust today that there will be millions also who will turn to Christ in our time to address the evil and the sin that otherwise threatens to envelop us. And is the great gift of Our Lady. She is the mother of God. She brings us the divine Savior. She leads us to Him. And so we're turning to her now. We need so much her help.
If you'd like to call and speak with the Cardinal about this novena about to begin here, and we'll go for 9 months, a novena to Our Lady of Guadalupe, for a restoration of sanity, for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit, so we can be retrieved from the trouble we've gotten ourselves into, you're welcome to call 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. We'll take a quick break, and Cardinal, when we come back, I'd like to ask you about how you personally came. A boy from Wisconsin ended up an acolyte of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. And then talk more about the spiritual tools that you're trying to unlock, you know, open that spiritual tool shed up so that we're not just battling by making snide comments on the internet, but that we're actually battling the powers and principalities that are behind all of this. We'll do that when we come back right after this. Cardinal Raymond Burke, our guest. We'll be right back with more on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
This is Father Gerald Murray. Catholic truth conveyed through the radio reaches so many, both Catholic and non-Catholic, and they receive encouragement, strength, guidance, and enlightenment. The Holy Spirit is working through these radio waves that go out to all the countries of the world. Catholic radio, of course, is an effort to make Christ known.
The world needs EWTN Catholic Radio, now more than ever.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. What a great day for us here at Catholic Answers. Just enjoyed a beautiful Mass with Cardinal Raymond Burke in our chapel here. And now an opportunity to talk about an extraordinary undertaking, a novena to Our Lady of Guadalupe as we approach, we're getting closer and closer to the 500th anniversary of her appearance in Mexico City. So I said I wanted to ask you, and I really am curious about how you raised in Wisconsin, right? That's your home.
Yes, I was born and raised on a dairy farm in Wisconsin during at a time when the state was literally dotted with all these small dairy farms. We had a small dairy farm, and it was a wonderful way to grow up.
But not a place where I bet you didn't have a single parish named after Our Lady Guadalupe in Wisconsin at the time.
Oh, I don't think so.
So how did you end up?
Well, we were, to be honest with you, that there was a great devotion to Our Lady, especially Our Lady of Lourdes and mm-hmm. also Our Lady of Fatima. We heard about that. We had wonderful, in the Catholic school, we had wonderful sisters who taught us, and we heard about Our Lady of Guadalupe, but there was this false idea that she was for South America or Central America.
Right.
And that, and so, but I grew up enjoying a wonderful devotional life, devotion to Our Blessed Mother, devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Eucharistic devotion, and this was so important to the life of faith. Yes, the Sacred Liturgy was always the center of our life, Sunday Mass, regular confession, and of course, baptism, the other sacraments, sacrament of the anointing of the sick, or in those days it was called extreme unction. And of course, the great sacrament of marriage and the holy orders. But being human beings, we have this encounter with our Lord, which is so perfect and wonderful in the sacraments, demands some expression in our daily life, and that we do through our devotions. And so as a young priest, I was struck in particular by the absence of the devotional life. I was teaching in the Catholic schools, and I saw that there was very little devotional life in the Catholic school, and I'd visit homes, good people, good Catholic people, but there simply, you could see, there were no devotions anymore. And so I tried as a young priest to introduce some of these devotions again. But then when I became a bishop in 1995, then I said, well, I must do something to restore devotional life, because I saw what was happening. People did not know their faith. Many people weren't going to Mass anymore. People were confused about the real presence of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, the very foundations of our Catholic faith. And so I thought, well, the oldest form of devotion is a pilgrimage to a holy place, where our Lord draws us to leave our ordinary life, even if only for a day or for a few days, to go to a holy place and discover the extraordinary nature of our ordinary life, because He is living in us. We are the beneficiaries of His grace. He is with us in the church. And so I was originally going to establish a shrine in, under the title of Our Lady of Fatima, because she had, this was during the time of the attempt on the life of Pope St. John Paul II.
Oh, yeah, right.
And she had, was on her feast day that that the assassin tried to take his life, and she intervened, obviously, for him. And as I was talking about this, writing to the people in the diocese about it, and working together with some lay people and some priests to see what how we could establish this holy place, in 1999, Pope John Paul II published his apostolic, post-synodal apostolic exhortation, The Church in America. And in there, he made a very strong point that the Americas, we should venerate Our Lady, especially under her title of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So I said to myself, now I must learn more about Our Lady of Guadalupe. Well, I began to read about it, and I was stunned at the, it's one of the most wonderful apparitions of all. Our Lady comes, it's this terrible time, it's transformed, millions of conversions, the end of the human sacrifice. Her image, it's the only apparition, to my best of my knowledge, where God intervenes and leaves her image permanently on the mantle of St. Juan Diego. And the whole message about the God's immeasurable and unceasing love for every human life, and that in a particular way struck me at a time in which the attacks on human life were so horrible and pervasive. And so I decided it would be a shrine to Our Lady of Guadalupe. And Pope St. John Paul II, too, made the point. He said America is one continent, which is true. It's artificially divided by the Panama Canal, but it's, and he said that Our Lady of Guadalupe came to all of America, not just to Central America and Latin America, but to all of America, and she needs to be better known in North America. Well, in Wisconsin, we're right under Lake Superior, right under Canada. We're getting in the heart of North America. This would be a wonderful place for Our Lady to speak to us in our time and to draw us to her son. And God has really blessed the shrine. It was, the church was dedicated in 2008 on July 31st. And just year by year, the more and more pilgrims. Last year we had 100,000 pilgrims come to the shrine, and many, many confessions, and just the stories of grace that are associated with it. I've seen how God has blessed this work and how indeed he wanted it.
Just so folks know, the website for the shrine is guadalupeshrine.org, guadalupeshrine.org. Please check it out. And if you're interested in the novena, which starts this month, the novena to Our Lady, a worldwide call to prayer to return to Our Lady with Cardinal Burke, just go to novena.cardinalburke.com. Check it out there, novena@cardinalburke.com. If you'd like to talk with Cardinal Burke here on our show, we've still got a few lines open. 888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. I was surprised, Cardinal, when the U.S. bishops began on this journey of Eucharistic revival, that there's some voices of derision about this. And there seems to be a dismissing of the spiritual power of the church, that she has within her these spiritual gifts that God actually wants to bestow on us. And I wonder what you might say to people who are like, might be like, you know, that's old fashioned, this novena stuff. Why are, you know, what does that have to do with the modern world, so to speak?
Well, people say to me, oh, what can I do in this situation in which we find ourselves? Well, all of us are empowered, become alive in Christ through baptism. That life is nourished in us through the Holy Eucharist and through regular confession. And all of us can transform our own lives, make our own homes, homes in which Christ dwells, in which the Sacred Heart of Jesus is enthroned, our hearts are one with his. And in this way, household by household, the world will be transformed. But it begins with each one of us. And in the official prayer for the novena to the nine-month novena. The prayer is for our turning to Christ, each one of us individually, and for the conversion of millions has happened at the time of the appearance of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And the work of the U.S. bishops is inspired in my judgment, because what is the fullest, most perfect way in which Christ comes to us in the Church? It's the Holy Eucharist, where he renews sacramentally his sacrifice on Calvary and feeds us with his own true body and blood, soul and divinity. And this is the most powerful reality. And the bishop's conscious of the fact that many people, the surveys show that many Catholics don't believe anymore that the host is the true body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ and the precious blood. And that many people don't see any need to participate in Sunday Mass.
Right.
This Eucharistic renewal is really needed, and I think very wisely the bishops have chosen to associate with this renewal the devotion of processions with the sacrament. Yeah. I think our country is going to be immeasurably blessed that the Blessed Sacrament is being carried in procession throughout the country. And of course, the benediction of the Blessed Sacrament and Eucharistic adoration, all of this will be a powerful font of grace. And certainly the novena to Our Lady, where does Our Lady draw us? Even in the shrine, the beautiful mosaic of Our Lady is on the at the back wall behind the altar, but that's drawing us to the altar, to Christ making himself present sacramentally, making his sacrifice in Calvary sacramentally present, and the tabernacle where he resides and calls us to visit him and to pray for the graces that we need. And so we all have to be convinced that we can do something. Some people, they're becoming discouraged and they leave the church and they go into schism or they quit going to church because but Christ promised us that he would remain with us always in the church until the last day. We stay with him. I love that passage that St. Paul wrote to Timothy, St. Timothy, at coming to the end of his life. I have fought the good fight. I've stayed the course. I've kept the faith. And that's what all of us should be about. And no matter even the highest authorities in the church say things that are contrary to the faith, we know the faith. It's been given to us, and we hold firm to it. And we stay with our Lord in his church, and we know that our Lord will make all of this work out for the good. We can't see it now. We don't see how. But he will make all of this work together for the good.
The number is 888-318-7884. Cardinal Raymond Burke is our guest. We are just delighted that he's here, but also delighted to encourage folks to join in this novena, the novena to Our Lady of Guadalupe, beginning this month and running for 9 months. Find out all about it at novena.cardinalburke.com. Some questions for you, Cardinal. Okay, if I go
sure,
to the phones?
Sure.
All right, let's start with Marion in Kingwood, Texas, listening on the Guadalupe Radio Network. That's a nice place to start, Marion. Welcome. Go ahead with your question for Cardinal Burke.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello, Your Eminence. Thank you for being here today for us to be able to hear your voice and just to be calmed by the initiative that has moved your heart. And my question is a pretty basic one. When we begin our nine-month novena together, is it your thought that we say the recommended novena for each day of the week the way we might normally, or was there maybe a different kind of idea that you had within this beautiful prayer?
Yes, what I'm asking is that there is an official prayer, and it should be posted today, and that prayer can be downloaded from a computer. Also, there will be printed prayer cards also in various languages that every day for these 9 months, it's a novena of months, and so that means the whole month, we say this official prayer together, then of course, connected to that will be all the other devotions which are so helpful to us, which deepen our faith and lead us closer to Christ. I think, for instance, especially the praying of the Holy Rosary and other devotions, I trust that those who are making the nine-month novena will as often as possible say the official prayer kneeling before the tabernacle, or if there's Eucharistic adoration. But the heart of it will be this prayer, but it's a prayer by which Our Lady will draw us closer to Christ and lead us to this conversion of our own personal lives, and also to a conversion of many who do not follow Christ. Maybe they don't know Him, or maybe they have known Him and they've abandoned Him, and we hope that through Our Lady's help, they will come back to Him.
Marian, thank you. That brings us right to the break. We'll take a quick break. More calls for Cardinal Raymond Burke on Catholic Answers Live. As we read the Gospels, every Christian faces the question again and again, what does Jesus mean? Getting the answer right is critical to both growth in holiness and fruitful evangelization. Want to know Jesus better so you can introduce Him to your friends? Then it's time to get serious about understanding His words. Why not join Catholic Answers for our 10th annual Apologetics Conference? Learn from me the parables, sermons, and conversations of Jesus Christ. September 26th through 29th, right here in sunny San Diego. Learn from our guests, Dr. Scott Hahn and Kimberly Hahn, Dr. Ray Guarendi, Father Sebastian Walsh, Billy Junker, Father Paul Check, and, of course, all of your favorite Catholic Answers apologists. It'll be 4 days of fun, faith, fellowship, and a live radio show. Seats are still available, but going fast, visit CatholicAnswersConference.com or call 1-888-291-8000 today.
Our Lord needs articulate defenders of the truth to spread the joy of the Catholic faith. Catholic Answers Monthly Giving Club, Society 315, helps you fulfill the call in 1 Peter 3:15 to always be prepared to make a defense for the hope that is in you. For as little as $10 a month, you'll help Catholics grow in faith, bring lapsed Catholics home, and lead non-Catholics to the truth. Go to CASociety315.com and join today.
When it comes to Catholic teachings about Mary, there's one question we hear more than any other. Where is that in the Bible? The answer? Everywhere. In Bible Mary, the Mother of Jesus and the Word of God, Father John Weiss opens Scripture to reveal a Mary who has been hiding in plain sight. Order your copy of Bible Mary today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Killer, your host. Next hour, Kyle Washit, president of Wyoming Catholic College, will be here to talk with us about Catholic education. And if you've never heard him, he's a wonderful advocate for Catholic education and brings quite a beautiful view of what a Catholic education is all about. This hour, Cardinal Raymond Burke is our guest. And if you ask yourself, as many of us do, what can I do? The times seem so confused, upset, and really even evil sometimes. What can I do? The Cardinal has given us something to do, a nine-month novena starting this month to Our Lady of Guadalupe. You can join the novena. Just go to novena.cardinalburke.com. I have to say, Cardinal, the other day when the Alabama Supreme Court said that an embryo is a human, this is basic biology. We're supposed to know this.
Sure.
But I have to say, when I'm at home alone and I watch the news, and the news people, the politicians, everyone's treating this like it's the dumbest thing that has ever happened. And you can end up feeling kind of isolated and alone.
Oh, indeed. This happens all the time to us. And I remember years ago when I was Archbishop of St. Louis, and they were trying to enshrine an amendment in the Constitution of the state of Missouri by which it would be permitted to clone human beings, to create human embryos, to harvest stem cells for the cure of various diseases. That in itself was very questionable. But I remember a medical doctor from the prestigious Washington University spoke at a rally, and he said very plainly, he said, if you show me in a petri dish an embryo and you ask me what is it, there's only one answer. It's human life. It's a human life. This has to be on all of our hearts, all of these frozen embryos, and how to show respect for these human lives. And thank God that these judges had the clarity of vision. And these things, we simply, this isn't a question of going to the Holy Scriptures or some other teaching. It's simply to recognize, as you said very well, what science teaches us, the truth that here is a human life. Nothing more will be added to it. It will simply develop and grow with time. But everything is right there at that moment. And so to attack that human life is intrinsically evil.
But is that part of your idea with the novena, is that we need something to do together? We need to come together to kind of beg Our Lady for help, in the sense that when you're home alone, you often can't stand up to these things.
No, that's the worst thing in the world for us in times of crisis like this, is to feel isolated and to feel that we are alone and there's no hope. In fact, there are many good things that are happening in our world. There are many good and devoted people, both of the faith, also those who are simply people of goodwill, who respect the truth, and they're with us in the battle for the respect for human life and for the stability of the family and the right order of marriage and family life as the cradle of new human life. And so we need to be drawn together. And now already over 50,000 people have already
signed up
for the 9-month novena. So we're going to be an army, but we'll all be working together, praying for the help of our Blessed Mother in this time. So no one who takes part in the novena should feel alone or isolated.
You can join, again, by going to novena.cardinalburke.com. Do join. It's extraordinary that the novena, too, is almost the exact 9 months of the gestation of the Lord.
Yes. The number 9, of course, is very significant in the Scriptures, but I thought of that, too, because we have in the month of March, of course, March 12th is 9 months before the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. March 25th is the Annunciation, beginning of the 9 month, 9 months before the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ on Christmas. But that's also, for us, a tremendous reflection on the respect for human life, because we celebrate the Annunciation as the moment that God the Son became man. So for the moment of conception. And
yes.
Will be a beautiful time for us, and a time to restore hope, and that hope that gives us energy to live our faith and not to give up and not to do foolish things.
Amen to that. That energy that only the Holy Spirit can bring. Because if we try to do these things on our own, even our political actions. I know that you've been a pro-life person your whole life, and there's millions and millions of pro-life people who vote pro-life and advocate. But even our political activities, they will not bear fruit.
No,
on our own.
Not unless they come from a God-fearing heart. They will not, and we see this kind of terrible legislation that promotes evils.
Yeah. Again, the Return to Our Lady, a worldwide call to prayer. Cardinal Burke, our guest, has put out this call and invites you to join in that. Something we'll be joining in here at Catholic Answers. We hope you'll check it out at novena.cardinalburke.com. I'm going to go back to the phones and let another caller through here. Steve, our friend Steve, is in Napomo, California, watching on YouTube. Steve, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Cardinal Burke.
Thank you, Sy. Just wanted to say thank you, Cardinal Burke. I respect what you're doing.
Oh, thank you very much.
I love the Catholic Church that you witnessed to me. I'm not a Catholic, but between Sy and EWTN, you guys are bringing me in, and I love, I can't say enough, it's guys like you that are helping me to see the light, and all the other issues are falling into place. But without you, I watch you all the time, and I really respect what you're bringing.
Well, keep praying for me that I'm a faithful messenger of our Lord. That's what I'm supposed to, that's my vocation. So this gives me great encouragement to hear you say that.
Steve, as a non-Catholic, is this something you might join us in praying the novena? Would you consider that?
Happily.
All right, well, check it out at novena.cardinalburke.com. This is certainly so. You wouldn't have to be Catholic to join us in praying.
No,
not
at all. If you believe in our Lord Jesus Christ and believe that the Blessed Virgin Mary is his mother, then you will gladly join in the prayer.
Steve, thank you. It's always great to talk with you. I'm going to go to Maryland. Molly is listening on WAVA in Maryland. Welcome, Molly. Go ahead with your question for Cardinal Raymond Burke.
Oh, my goodness, Cardinal Burke. I'm actually, my heart is beating. I'm so excited. There are so many words I want to say, but first, we need leaders who point to Jesus. Our Catholic Women's Bible Study has signed up, and we're thrilled.
Oh, wonderful.
But the real reason I wanted to call is we've had this Bible study for over 10 years, and one of the ladies in it, her dad is your biggest fan, Paul Nelson. And his daughter, Heather, is in our Bible study. And I was asking to have you lift up Paul in prayer. He's had some medical issues the last few weeks. So when I heard you come on, I had to go to the desk and try to call because Heather's dad is always posting your pictures with you and your wisdom. And so I just want to encourage you and say thank you. You've given great peace to many people. And then I just wanted to share Paul Nelson.
Paul Nelson,
so thank you, sir.
I will be praying for him, for his health, for the restoration of his health.
Molly, well, what a gracious call. Thank you very much for that. And so your whole Bible study group is already signed up for the novena, is what you're what you signed up for?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, wonderful.
I mean, it was a no-brainer when I read what Cardinal Burke listened to the video. I mean, how could you not? It was so exciting to, I'm getting goose pimples, to be a part of, you know, this is an opportunity. So we need guidance. And so I was just thrilled. So, yes.
Well, praise God for that, Molly. I have to agree with you completely. It just seems like a no-brainer. I mean, I'm delighted for the Cardinal's leadership of this, but let's all come together and pray a novena to Our Lady in a time where we need
yes.
her help more than ever. Yeah. Delighted for your call, Molly. Thank you. The number is 888-318-7884. I'm going to take a very quick break and go back to the phones. And there are lines open, believe it or not, so don't be discouraged. If you have a question for Cardinal Raymond Burke, you are welcome to call 888-318-7884.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
One of the reasons we should go to Mass is because, if you look in the Catechism, you will see the fruits of Holy Communion. And these are remarkable things that we can receive at every Mass that we attend. We encounter the risen Lord, and he shares something of his divine life and love with us.
The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, live from the EWTN Chapel, every morning, 8 Eastern, on EWTN Radio and Television.
Who was the first Catholic in your family? Were they evangelized by a friend, a coworker, a stranger? Did you ever think that you could be that person that God uses to save a soul, and that soul could save their family, their grandchildren, and generations to come? At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we train, equip, and mobilize Catholic disciples to do the urgent work of evangelization. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. StreetEvangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Delighted to have in studio with us. We've gotten to speak with Cardinal Burke before, but this, for me at least, is the first time I've gotten to welcome you to the studio.
It's the first time in this studio. I did one program from the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
I remember that, yes. And we got to get out there to the Shrine of Our Lady.
Yes, please come. Our Lady's waiting for you.
Well, now I can't. How can I refuse that?
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe we could do the show from there. Can we do that, Darren? Can we take the show on the road? All the bosses are in there. John, can we do that? I'm asking you in front of the Cardinal, so you all have to say yes, that I can go to do the show there. Again, the number is 888-318-7884. Our guest is Cardinal Raymond Burke. It's extraordinary what has happened. We spoke about this just briefly at the beginning of the program, but you, through the 80s and the 70s, 80s, I guess you can go back a long way, you could feel a kind of, it was almost as if our society was letting go of the rope, so to speak, you know, becoming, the moral laxity was becoming a kind of immoral militancy, and you could feel the decline. But suddenly, I don't know if it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the decline seemed to accelerate at a striking. You had that experience as well?
Yes. You know, having grown up, I'm 75 years old. I'll be 76 this coming June. You could see difficulties and challenges and along the years, but exactly these last 10 or 15 years, it's absolutely shocking. When I think of how the world has changed in these later years of my life, I'm certainly led to my knees and to try to do everything I can, especially with the responsibility of being a priest, a bishop, a cardinal. We really have to understand that the roots of this have to go back a long time. There was a weakening, a taking for granted. I often think that my generation, for instance, many of my generation still hold on to these ideas that of a new church, a church where there's no doctrine and everything is love and peace and so forth, as if that could be our way of life when our Lord said, if you follow me, take up your cross daily. So you could see this coming, but now we really need to wake up and get back to our Lord and to our that's where we turn to Our Lady, and she takes us to Him. She's the mother of God. She's the Theotokos, as the Eastern Catholics say, the God bearer. And so if we want to find our salvation, we find that salvation alone in God, God the Son incarnate, and Our Lady takes us to Him. I often refer to the story of the wedding feast at Cana. Our Blessed Mother's there, and our Lord is there, and these wine stewards confront this terribly embarrassing situation of not having enough wine for the guests. And they go and express this to our Blessed Mother, and she immediately takes them to her son, with the instruction, do whatever he tells you. And those are her last words in the scriptures.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah,
that's
those are her last words. Do whatever he tells you. And of course, this is the great miracle at the wedding feast of Cana. And so there's no place for despair. Our Lord has not abandoned us. He's shown us the way. And we just need to return to Our Lady, and in returning to Our Lady, return to our Lord and to a stronger life in Him.
I appreciate the kind of lack of darkness in that message, because I do worry about some parts of the church that have a almost apocalyptic. They've just given up on the evangelical, joyful side of the church. And they're just girded for the end times, so to speak. And it does seem to me like a giving up.
I see, and I remind myself when I'm tempted to be discouraged, and also many times people are communicating with me, they're very discouraged. And I say to them, but look, there are many wonderful young people who are marrying and are having many children. There are many young people who are entering the religious life and very serious forms of religious life, monastic life, contemplative life. I know a number of these communities myself, and these are exemplary young people. And then also, don't forget about all of those faithful husbands and wives, faithful priests, faithful religious, who are continuing to follow their religious life, the family life faithfully. And this will bring the transformation of our world. It's all God's grace.
Amen. If you'd like to participate in the novena to Our Lady that Cardinal Burke has invited us all to join in, just go to novena.cardinalburke.com. It's a novena to Our Lady of Guadalupe, asking her again to renew a world she came in and so changed, so transformed this world in December of 1531. To join her in that work, we have a wonderful theologian on here sometimes, Dr. Carrie Grass, and she said something that
wonderful.
You know her.
Well, I know her writings. I don't know her personally, but no, she's tremendous.
Well, she said something that I've never forgotten. It just stuck with me that you don't always ask, what should I be doing? Sometimes ask, what is God doing and how can I participate?
Yes.
And that's what this novena strikes me as.
Yep. Exactly. We're co-workers, as Saint and Saint John's third epistle. We're co-workers with Christ in the truth. We aren't making anything up, but we don't have to invent anything. We just stick with Him and with what He teaches us. And especially, I want to underline to be with our Lord in the sacraments, the sacramental life, the sacred liturgy. Is the highest expression of our Catholic faith, and that every time we're at Mass, it should be palpable that Christ Himself has come into our midst, that He's acting through the priest to bring us grace, the most wonderful grace, the grace of His own body, blood, soul, and divinity. And I want to stress that in a particular way, and Our Lady will. That's one thing she's surely going to do, is to bring all of us to a deeper sacramental life.
It's funny because Kathleen just called, and she just said this off the air. She didn't want to come on the air. Our Lady of Guadalupe is the patroness of the Eucharistic revival. So,
wonderful. I'm glad she reminded us of that.
Tim is in Des Moines, Iowa. Tim, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Cardinal Raymond Burke.
Hi, I wanted to say to the Cardinal Burke that I lived in Winona for many years.
Oh, yes.
He undertook the project to provide the leadership and effort there on the shrine.
Oh, wonderful.
I was a member of the cathedral there in Winona, and we were blessed for many years with quite a few Catholic churches. Unfortunately, there's always a few less, but it was the diocese at that time of what is now Winona-Rochester.
Yes.
But again, what a wonderful thing there, and I want to compliment you on that, Cardinal. Also, recently my wife was diagnosed with a case of cancer, and we're hopeful that everything will work out, so perhaps you could put my wife Lisa on your prayer list.
I certainly will. I call them the clients of Saint Peregrine. He's the great patron saint for those suffering from cancer, and I'm going to put your wife Lisa on that list. I pray every day through his intercession for a number of people who are battling cancer, and I certainly will pray for Lisa too.
Tim, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I'm going to keep moving to try to get everyone on with Cardinal Burke. Our guest is Cardinal Raymond Burke. And I want to just keep reminding people, because it's just starting this month. It's just starting a few days from now, on the 12th of this month, Return to Our Lady, a worldwide call to prayer. Cardinal Burke has invited all of us to join him in a nine-month novena to Our Lady, asking Our Lady of Guadalupe, who came and utterly transformed the world in just a few days, asking her to do it again. And she wants us to ask her. She wants us, I'm sure that's true, Cardinal, wouldn't you say?
Yes,
she wants us to ask her for that.
All we have to do is ask. I mean, we are her children. Her son gave her to us as our mother. But so oftentimes we don't turn to our mother. We try to go on our own. So we want to turn to Our Lady in a very strong way now.
My mother listens to the show, and now I'm going to see her after this, and she's going to say, Cardinal Burke said you should turn to me more.
So
yes, Mother, I know. Mike is in Corpus Christi, Texas, watching on YouTube. Mike, thank you for the call. Go ahead with your question for Cardinal Raymond Burke.
Yes, Cardinal Burke, it's great to be able to ask you this question. First off, we love you, and
thank you
for everything you have done and are doing for us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
My question is around the message of Fatima and the belief that it should be given a heightened relevance in our times, in particular because of the miracle of the sun, and the fact that the miracle of the sun wasn't just private revelation, it's actually a historical event. And I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
Oh, absolutely. And Our Lady of Guadalupe, of course, she precedes. That was 1531, of course, our apparitions in 1917 in Fatima. But I totally agree with you. We have seen how the evils of atheistic materialism destroy individuals and destroy society. It's so evident to us. And Our Lady of Fatima is calling us once again, as did Our Lady of Guadalupe, to her divine son, to faith in him, to an abandonment of the pride which leads us away from our Lord, and instead with humility to follow his teaching, to carry with him his cross. And of course, the miracle of the sun, as you say, this is an historic event, even as the imprint of the image of Our Lady on the mantle of St. Juan Diego is an historical fact, cannot be explained in any other way than a miraculous intervention of God. And so we need to take very much to heart the message of Our Lady of Fatima. And it is in the words of the angel that appeared to the three saintly seers, penance, 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 and the Holy Rosary, and of course the Holy Eucharist. So thank you for reminding us of that.
Thank you, Mike. Cardinal Burke, I just want to let people know again. Look, the shrine, you can visit. You can make your pilgrimage there. Will there be special things going on at the shrine related to the novena as well?
Well, yes, of course. There'll be the messages that are coming out, and we will have on December 12th, we'll have Solemn Mass for the feast day, and in the context of that Solemn Mass, we will make the consecration to Our Lady of Guadalupe. Now, of course, all of the participants won't be able to be there, but they can all be joined with us spiritually in making this great act of consecration to Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Again, the website for the novena is novena.cardinalburke.com, a worldwide call to prayer, Return to Our Lady. And there will be monthly messages, and there is an official prayer for the novena, a nine-month prayer for Our Lady's assistance, for Our Lady's once again presenting her son to the world in this time that needs him so badly. Cardinal, we're very, very grateful that you came in and shared this with us.
Well, thank you for giving me the occasion to speak to so many about it, and I just ask all of you to please join in the campaign and please pray that millions will, beginning with each one of us, will turn to Our Lady, and turning to her, turn to our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our salvation.
Well, I'm not going to get some more calls this hour. Next hour, Kyle Washit is going to be with us, the president of Wyoming Catholic College. We're going to talk about Catholic education. I told you it was going to be a really good Monday. Cardinal, I'm going to ask for your blessing for us and for our listeners.
Yes.
Thank you, Cardinal. Thank you.
May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Thank you so much, Cardinal. What a great day for us. What a great opportunity. I haven't seen the studio this full for a good long while. Please do check it out, though. Check out the Novena at novena.cardinalburke.com. I'm sure we'll be talking about it more. What an opportunity for us to come together as Catholics, not to be separated or divided, but to be together as Catholics, asking, imploring, praying to Our Lady for her intercession on behalf of the whole world. And if you'd like to know more about the Shrine, just go to GuadalupeShrine.org. Right back with more Catholic Answers Live right after this.